This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Thanksgiving is a holiday of superlatives. It's one of, if not the, biggest travel weeks of the year. There are big family gatherings, and then, of course, the big meal, usually centered around a big turkey. But about that last part, the bird. As Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, even in this year when those big lots-of-people feasts aren't such a great idea, the turkey industry is trying to convince us that even in a pandemic, you can go big and stay home.
John Peterson's family has been in the turkey business for 80 years. And right now, there are thousands and thousands of turkeys roaming around his farm in Cannon Falls, Minnesota.
These turkeys are all hens. They're all female turkeys. And by the time that we get to Thanksgiving, they'll be right around 18 pounds or so.
18 pounds is usually the sweet spot, but not this year. Grocery stores want smaller birds and more of them for the smaller gatherings we're supposed to be having. Problem is, turkey farming is a science. The birds are engineered to reach Thanksgiving size at Thanksgiving. And Peterson can't just flip a switch and change that.
We're working with nature. We only have so much control over their rate of growth. And when their hatch date was determined a year in advance, a lot of that cake was baked before we had the chance to change it.
So Peterson is slaughtering some of his birds early at around 12 pounds. But that comes at a cost. He's had to rent extra freezer space to store them. Plus, he's really a free-range, fresh turkey farmer. Those birds go for about 40 cents more per pound. And selling any birds at a lower weight means there are fewer pounds to sell altogether. Which is exactly why the industry is trying to keep the demand for big birds alive by marketing the idea that cooks will be blessed, not stuck, with the leftovers. Beth Breeding is with the National Turkey Federation.
If anyone's like me, I've been cooking more than I'd like to over the past few months, so I'll definitely take a break with some great turkey leftovers.
Like turkey eggs benedict, turkey tandoori kebabs. The organization is even pushing Korean turkey dumplings. Not sure my ancestors would approve of that one. And if you're not a fan of turkey for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are alternatives to the big bird. Kyle Locke is Senior Director of Retail Marketing at Butterball, which may explain why his Zoom screen name is Meat Marketer.
You know, we have shifted more emphasis towards other products. We have ready-to-roast cook-and-bag products. We have boneless turkey roasts, which are smaller, like 3 pounds. It also helps people who are just like, boy, I'm a little bit nervous about how do you attack this whole thing.
And there are expected to be a lot more first-timers in the kitchen this year.
The centerpiece of this thing has to be right, right? I mean, we got to land this jump.
Or get an assist from the secret chefs who've been helping with dinner behind the scenes since the pandemic began. Meal kit makers like Blue Apron, HelloFresh, and Home Chef are also trying to elbow their way to the table with Thanksgiving boxes. Even so, Minnesota farmer John Peterson is still banking on families going the traditional route.
Maybe we're just trying to delude ourselves. But I do think there are lots of reasons to think that now more than ever, people are craving tradition. So we're optimistic that people aren't going to be, you know, eating ham sandwiches with their green bean casserole on Thanksgiving.
In the end, it all comes down to who will be stuck with the leftovers, the turkey industry or us. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.